Hello, and welcome again to the Atlanta Radio Theater Company's podcast, your monthly source for the best in free original audio drama. This month we bring you Mr. Courier, Mr. Ives, and All That Snow, part of An Atlanta Christmas by Thomas E. Fuller, performed live at the Academy Theater December 2008. Well, another year of podcasting has come and gone, and we'd like to thank you all once again for listening and for telling your friends about the magic of radio and how it's being kept alive by audio drama enthusiasts like ourselves all around the world. If you know of a local audio drama group, be sure to support them. And if you don't know of one, why not start one yourself? Our next live performance will be our annual performance of An Atlanta Christmas by Thomas E. Fuller. This is the 12th consecutive year for this perennial favorite of ours, and the fourth year that we will be benefiting our partner in imagination, the Center for the Visually Impaired. Performances will be December 10th through 18th, Saturdays at 8, Sundays at 2:30 at the Academy Theater. If you're listening from outside the Atlanta area, be sure to tune in to Aberrant Radio on Sunday, December 18th at 2:30 p.m. for their live stream of that performance. Otherwise, we look forward to seeing you there. More information at artc.org. This year, we are pleased to announce the long-awaited CD release of An Atlanta Christmas. Look for ordering instructions soon at artc.org and audible.com. And now, Mr. Courier, Mr. Ives, and All That Snow by Thomas E. Fuller, performed live at the Academy Theater December 2008.
Yes, more than anything else.
Christmas's memories. The scent of pine and fruitcake, the crinkle of wrapping paper, the silken whisper of ribbon. It's the half-remembered carol that begins to circle your mind right after Thanksgiving and is not fully remembered until the 24th of December. It's family and friends long departed and long away.
To tear it.
Then let go.
You're going to get us in trouble.
Then let go.
And more than memories, Christmas is children. All right, what's the problem here?
I was looking at this picture, Papa.
I was looking at it.
And she just came over here and grabbed
it. Did not.
Did too.
Hold it. Let me see the... Oh, I remember this. You kids should let this stay on the wall and admire it from a distance. This is an original Courier and Ives print.
Who?
Courier and Ives. They were artists, printers, who lived a long time ago. This one is it's a picture of an 1890s winter's day in New England.
New England?
You mean this is a picture of Yankees?
Funny you should say that. That was what my grandmother said the first time she saw it. Great-grandfather Oliver had gotten it for... Well, let me tell you about it. It was during the Reconstruction, the Gilded Age, as it was sometimes called.
The what?
The last years of the 19th century, the 1890s.
Oh.
Great-grandfather ran his household the same way he ran his business. He expected order from his subordinates and his family, which in his mind might have been the same thing. This one particular Christmas, while great-grandmother was otherwise occupied, he summoned the children in his accustomed manner.
"1001, 1002, 1003, 1004, 1005." Well, very good, children, very good.
Thank you, Father.
Now, as you all know, tomorrow is Christmas.
Yes, Father.
And since your mother and Lucy have gone forth to take care of some last-minute shopping, it has been decided that I shall discuss the day with you.
Yes, Father.
Now, in the morning, you will all arise.
After Santa has been here, Father.
I beg your pardon, Margaret?
After Santa has been here.
Well, of course, as you say, after Santa has been here, you will arise and attend to your stockings and presents. This will be done in an orderly fashion. No screaming or behaving like hooligans.
Yes, Father.
You will then take your presents and retire to the nursery, where you may play with them during the at-home. As you know, your mother and I will be hosting the traditional family at-home, as we do each Christmas. This will run from noon until 6 tomorrow evening.
Or do we have any of the treats, Father?
Now, there are to be no children in the dining room during the at-home. There will be no purloining of sweetmeats, nuts, candies, or cakes. There will especially be no sampling of either punch bowl.
Aww.
However, now, should the play-in in the nursery be unintrusive, I will see that Lucy brings up an assortment of acceptable treats for your consumption.
Thank you, Father.
Very good. Now, this year, we're going to do something different. Something that I think you will enjoy.
What is that, Father?
We're going to surprise your mother.
Why, Father?
Why? Very good question, Janet. Full marks. We are going to surprise your mother because you have all come to an age where you should be participating in the giving as well as the getting of presents. Therefore, you are all going to give your mother a present.
Oh, Father, can we?
Bully. Candy. Mama would want candy.
That'll be enough of that. You are giving your mother a picture.
A picture?
Mm-hmm. I've been giving this a great deal of thought and have decided that one of the prints of Mr. Currier and Mr. Ives would be the most appropriate choice. Therefore, I have chosen it for you.
You've chosen our gift to Mama, Father?
Naturally, Edward. While you are now old enough to give your mother a gift, this does not mean that you are old enough to select one.
Do we get to see it first, Father?
Well, of course you get to see it first, Robert. It's highly inappropriate for the giver to be as surprised as the one receiving the gift. Here, I've brought it with me. I think you will find it to be a highly acceptable choice. Well?
Father, that wagon doesn't have any wheels.
Of course it doesn't, Margaret. It's a sled. It doesn't have wheels.
A sled? Like Santa has?
Yes, Margaret, like Santa has.
Are those reindeer?
They look like horses.
That is because they are horses, Robert. Please do not be silly.
None of these people look like Santa.
Well, because none of them are, Margaret. They're merely people in a sled out for a ride.
I would think it would be very difficult for the poor horses to pull a sled without wheels over the ground.
Mm-hmm. Don't be a goose, Janet. They're not pulling it over the ground.
Thank you, Edward.
They're pulling it over all that cotton.
Exactly, Janet. They're pulling it over the... Cotton? What cotton? That is snow, Edward.
Snow, Father?
Yes, Edward, snow. Frozen water that falls from the sky.
You mean it is ice, Father?
No, Edward, if I had meant that it was ice, I would have said that it was ice. I said that it was snow.
Snow and ice aren't the same?
Certainly not. Ice is hard, and snow is not hard. It's rather soft and wet and, well, definitely not hard.
Are they elves, then?
Are what elves?
The people in the sled. If they aren't Santa, are they elves?
No, they're not elves. They're people. People in a sled someplace in New England.
New England? You mean they're Yankees?
We're giving Mama a picture of Yankees?
Yankees? What? No, I believe I'm mistaken. That is not New England. That is Virginia.
Virginia? Are you sure, Father?
Of course I'm sure, Edward. You see those buildings way in the background there? That is Richmond. I've been to Virginia. I've been to Richmond, and that is most definitely it.
And it snows in Virginia, Father?
Obviously, Robert, or Mr. Currier and Mr. Ives could not have drawn a picture of it.
Are they taking the sled to Santa, Father?
What?
Are the people taking the sled to Santa?
It looks an awful lot like cotton, Father. Are you sure about the snow?
Am I sure about the... There seems to be a bit of concern about the propriety of this picture as a gift for your mother. Allow me to put your minds at rest. First, the recent unpleasantness is well in the past. It makes no difference whether the people in the sled are from the north or the south. However, for the sake of Christmas, let us assume they are from the south. They are in a sled. Sleds move on snow. Therefore, the white material on the ground must indeed be snow. As for where they are going, why, it is obvious that they are... It's obvious that they are sled repairmen, and they are taking the sled to Santa Claus so he can have it in time for Christmas.
Really, Father?
I cannot say that they are not.
What a wonderful picture.
So very Christmas.
Mama will love it, Father.
Santa's sled.
Excellent. Now that we have that settled, I suggest that you take this time before your mother and Lucy get home to locate some appropriate Christmas wrap, and we shall see that this gift is properly presented.
Yes, Father!
Well, I'll be dashed. It does look like cotton.
You've been listening to episode number 116, Mr. Courier, Mr. Ives, and All That Snow by Thomas E. Fuller, performed live at the Academy Theater, December 2008. The performance was produced and directed by William Allen Rich with David Benedict. Featured in the cast were the voices of Alton Leonard, Ethan Hurlburt, Xander Gould, Maddie Dill, and Natalie Peake. Live Foley sound effects created by Lily and Sonia. Recorded effects performed by William Allen Rich. Music by Brad Weege. Audio engineering by Bob Zimmerman and William Allen Rich. Music for the podcast provided by Brad Weege. Be sure to keep in touch. Keep up with the latest ARTC news with the free monthly newsletter Breaking Radio Silence at ARTC.org. Want to contribute your talents to Artsy? Drop us a line at volunteer@ARTC.org. Questions, comments, concerns, email podcast@ARTC.org. Thank you for listening. If you enjoy the podcast, the most powerful help you can give us is to tell your friends and family about the richness and the power of the imagination. ARTC studio productions are available by mail order at ARTC.org or by download at audible.com, iTunes, and Amazon. Join us again next month for more free audio drama. I'm your announcer, David Benedict, reminding you that there is adventure in sound. All material is copyright by its creators or the Atlanta Radio Theater Company.
ARTC.org.